Today, last week of the holy month of Ramadan, and I'm sure you know everybody is worrying which day we will have Eid. Just to keep you, make you at ease, based on the astronomical data, the sighting of the moon on Monday night is almost 0%. So, you know, if you are planning for Wednesday, inshallah. During the month of Ramadan, one of the important issues is the issue, part of the rituals is recitation of the du'as. Quran and du'a, these are essential parts of what we did and we have been doing during the month of Ramadan. The du'as which have come from the Prophet of Islam and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, they have two purposes. One is they teach us how to communicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to pray and ask from Him. But it's also an indirect message that they give us of what they expect us to do. So it's not only asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, they are saying that what can you do to achieve this dua that you have? For example, if you look at the famous dua from the Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where we begin by saying, Allahumma adkhil ala ahli al-qubur al-surur. If you look at that short dua, but it's in a way a comprehensive dua, because we start by saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma aghni kull faqir. Allah, make every, you know, faqir and needful, needy person free from need. Allahumma ashba kull jai'. Anyone who is hungry, Allah, feed him. Allahumma aksa kull uriyan. Anyone who doesn't have decent clothing, Allah, provide them for them. Allahumma aghdha kull madin. You know, talking about those who are in debts. Allahumma farrijan kull makroob. Allahumma rudda kull ghareeb. When you look at all these, you know, sentences that we have, and they are all short ones, we have to realize that, you know, when we pray for the poor, the hungry, those who don't have decent clothing, or those who are in debt, or those who are in distress, for different reasons, many of them are refugees because of political circumstances. But this is not only a dua. It is not only we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indirectly the Prophet is asking us to think about it. What can I do to relieve the suffering of these people that I'm praying for? The faqir and the ja'i and the uriyan, you know, what can I do in this process to relieve their suffering? What have I done during the month of Ramadan, for example? You know, to help the poor, or those who are hungry, or those who do not have clothing, or those who are under distress, makroob, because of political and social circumstances. This is where, you know, I go back always when I talk on this theme to the dua, actually known as Salawat Sha'baniya of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam. Where we learn that these du'as actually are a means of we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are the provider, but make us a wasila in order to help those who are less fortunate than us. You know, to become that small link in this chain of the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua, the statement that we have from Salawat Sha'baniya, وَارْذُقْنِي مُوَاسَاتَ مَنْ قَتَّرْتَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ رِذْقِكَ. That Allah give me the ability, you know, to be able to be helpful to someone whose sustenance and livelihood you have restrained. It's something, it takes really courage to say that to Allah. You have restrained his risk and sustenance, but give me the ability to be helpful to him. Bima wasa'ta bihi alayya min fadlik. Give me the tawfiq to help such a person from what you have given to me out of your grace. And so basically, you know, Allah has blessed everyone. Sometimes He blesses directly, sometimes He blesses through other individuals. And our dua here has to be that, oh Allah, make us among those whom you are using to help those who are less fortunate. And this is where we have to keep in mind that, you know, even when we talk about what is the philosophy of fasting, a person by the name of a very prominent Sahabi, Hisham bin Hakam, asked Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, about the reason for fasting. Why do we do this? And he replied by saying, إِنَّمَا فَرَضُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَ الصِّيَامِ لِيَسْتَوِيَ بِهِ الْغَنِيِّ وَالْفَقِيرِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has imposed or made a duty upon us to fast so that the rich and the poor can at least in the month of Ramadan be on the same level. Both can feel the hunger and the thirst on the same level. And this is where the rich person, the affluent person would be able to relate to the suffering of the poor. And then he or she would be more willing, you know, to help such people. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically says that one of the reasons why we have fasting in the Ramadan so that we can become more kind and merciful towards those who are poor and needy. And of course, on the level of another level of fasting, the eighth Imam says that even this fasting is there to remind us of the thirst which will be there on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment. And we can only be among those who will be fortunate if we really follow the example of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad salawatullah alayhi majma'in, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the a'mal of this month and give us the tawfiq to do it in the best manner during the remaining days of this holy month. In ahsan al-hadith, kitabullah al-aziz, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wal-asr inna l-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العطوف على العباد بجوده والعواد على المذنبين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه سيد المرسلين والشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الداعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة ما سلف من ذنوبكم. In the dua of the Prophet that we recite after all the namaz in the month of Ramadan, the Prophet even talks about those who are makroob. Makroob means those who are in the state of distress. It could be for finance, for health reasons, for political reasons, social unrest. And also then he talks about the issue of Allahumma rudda kulla ghareeb. Ghareeb here means a person who has now become a stranger in the land of others, especially referring to what we call these days refugees, who have been forced to live their own homes and their lands. And this is where we have to realize. And then also we talk about that Allah help, you know, to release kulla asir, those who are in prison. When you look at these three categories, basically you are talking about the issues which are related to social political issues of your own time. And this is where we are told that we are part of the Ummah. We cannot be indifferent to what is happening around the world. The least that we can do is the dua. But at least we should know who is the makroob, who is the gharib, who is the asir. Then our dua becomes more meaningful. Then we know what we are saying. It's not just words that we have learned. And this is where, you know, if you look at the circumstances that we are going through at the moment in the Muslim world, you know, look at the situation of the Muslim minority in China. Unfortunately, even Muslim countries, because of their own economic interest and trade with China, have relatively and gradually become silent. And there is a serious issue going with the minorities in China as concerned. They're trying to change the demography of that province where Muslims are in majority. They are trying to force them to change their culture and their values. You know, there is mass imprisonment. They are taken into places where they have to indoctrinate according to their own, you know, ideology. You look at the situation in Burma. We know about it. And at least on that issue, Muslims are more active than the situation in China. Look at the suffering of the women and the children in Yemen. You know, when we talk about makroob, these are the real examples of makroob during our own time. And of course, you know, when you talk about the situation of Palestine, this is an ongoing issue. Although the suffering and the problem of Palestine is a long, you know, story, it has been going on for a long time. But if you look at the Muslim world at the moment, the sad story is that the Arab powers gradually are abandoning this cause of Palestine for their own self, you know, interest. And on the other hand, the state of Israel is basically going full speed as far as building settlements in the lands which are known by international laws as occupied territories, annexing those, you know, areas, and nobody is really saying anything. This is actually on a practical level, they would like to rewrite the history of modern Palestine. Erase it, actually. And this is not something which is happening only now. From day one, in November of 1917, British government, when it got the mandate of Palestine after the First War, and when they took it from the Ottoman Empire at that time, the famous Balfour Declaration, which was issued. If you look at the wordings there, and I'll read to you the main part of it, His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people. It being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine. It's interesting that they are talking about the homeland for the Jewish people, but those who are existing people in that land have not even been named. It just says non-Jewish communities, as if they don't have a name, they don't have a language, they don't have a culture, they don't have a history, you know, regarding that land. And so this is the beginning of ignoring the existence of the Arabs in Palestine, who have been there for centuries. And this is going on even now. If you look at this famous, powerful company, everybody uses that, Google. Go to the Google Maps, and you see in the Middle East, enlarge that, you will see Palestine is no more there. The word Palestine as a place, a territory, is not there. There is, you know, grave wordings saying Gaza and then West Bank. And this is where you come to realize that gradually history is being rewritten. And that's where we have to think about it, that when you look at history, you know, it is not possible to erase the trace of Arab existence in that region for centuries. The least that we can do is be aware of the realities. And I would suggest you go to the website of the Canadians for Justice and Peace in Middle East, CJPME. Canadians for Justice and Peace in Middle East, you will get many, you know, facts there about what's going on, what was the past, what is the present, what is going on currently. As far as the UN is concerned, as far as US, what is doing, what is happening on the ground, and what is the stand of the Canadian government. At least we should be aware of what is going on, and only then we can be more meaningful when we pray, you know, for the relief of the suffering of the people in different parts of the world, especially when it comes to Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the appearance of the Imam of the time, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى إمام المتقين وأمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة بن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان ما حيا صار البدء والطغيان هادم عملية الشرك والنفاق حاصل فر البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آباء الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام اللهم عجل فرج وصح المخرج واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه واجعلنا من المستشهدين بين يديه اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.